Welcome to the Coffee Cast with Stephen Hayward of Project X. Hopefully over a good cup of coffee, we're going to have a great conversation. So please join us to welcome this week's guest on the Coffee Cast. Welcome to this week's episode of the Coffee Cast with Steve Hayward of Project X. It's episode number 39, and we're a little late this week, but a little late, or better late than never, I guess. Today I'd like to talk, and probably a little more briefly than usual for a coffee cast, about people, process, and technology. Over the past year and a half, I've had many conversations with a bunch of different folks and really had some interesting insights as to what actually is important in what we do. And I'd like to just kind of preface this in that this conversation comes out of trying to figure out the value of the enterprise data warehouse. So the challenge that we have, and I had it actually again last night in talking to one of our partners about upgrading the metadata and the data modeling tool at one of our clients. And we talked about, well, what's actually important and why, and what would be the reason we would do things. And, you know, the challenge that we have in the enterprise data world is that we like to talk about the technology. One of the reasons I have Jim spend so much time talking on the blog is around the fact that he, though he comes from a very high-end understanding of technology, because of the over the last 25 years, he's more spent time in the executive rooms of organizations and helping them drive change. It's not been as much about the technology, because one of the things he's learned is that it isn't the technology. So back to my example. So we talk about an enterprise data warehouse. And is that enterprise data warehouse the end of the game and giving business value? I know, and I'm not meaning to say that it doesn't, but ultimately, the enterprise data warehouse in and of itself doesn't derive any value whatsoever on the organization. What derives value is the business intelligence or the insight that you get at that higher level of leveraging that data. So suffice it to say, if you don't have the data, you can't get the business intelligence. So ultimately is very crucial. But from a business user point of view, or the people who run our business, or our customers' customers in this case, they don't really care about how you got the information. So the reason that people like IPEDO are doing very well with their virtualization of data story, and what that really is just who cares where the data is, the end customer wants to get access to it to be able to get insight, is a great example of saying, I'm not going to let the technology be what's important. It's about, in this case, the business user or the business case or the business value. The same thing holds true when you talk about that's what happens when you do a coffee cast in the middle of the day. But if you look at, example, metadata or a data model or data modeling tools, ultimately those are of great value, but not necessarily to the business unless you can relate that those great features and advantages into true benefits. So if it means it will cost me less to do a development project, or my maintenance costs go down, or it will make it easier for someone to be able to garner business intelligence based on my existing enterprise data, now you're starting to get somewhere. But if you start talking about, well, it means that you won't be on support and you won't be this and all that other stuff, there's no business value there. It doesn't mean that those aren't very valid points, but when you're going into someone and saying, I'd like to do this, and they'd say, okay, why? And now they have to go and find budget to apply to this problem, even if it's only $100 or $100,000, depending on the organization. You know, it's not like people just have slush funds to deal with these sorts of issues very instantaneously. So one of the observations I had, you know, and it also came from a conversation about business intelligence, is that ultimately the technology is the enabler, but not the answer. And so when we talk about our three pillars, we've got technology, process, and people, or people, process, and technology, depending on how nice it sounds to you. But we talked about technology, and that's the underpinning, and it certainly is the enabler, but isn't the answer, nor is it the immediate business value. And so when we talk about meeting objectives and being singularly focused on client objectives, we need to remember that. Doesn't mean you think lightly about technology, and I don't at all pretend that's the case. But quite often, that's not the problem that we truly need to spend our time solving. It's in the process or the people side. So I'm going to just quickly jump onto processes, and there's a big move afoot on business process management and how some of these tools are going to make things easier. Once again, it's our classic error of here's how we think. We immediately start thinking about, okay, well, what is it about the tool that it can help me? And we're talking about the tool as opposed to once again looking at the business value. And certainly it's a little easier to talk about how you can map things and do things. But if you walk into an existing organization and start saying, well, I'm going to remap all your processes, and they're going to start going, well, nothing's necessarily broken. Where's my cost savings? Where's my value? Where's my things? And all those other lovely sayings. And it doesn't matter how great the tool is at capturing business processes and writing code or being able to present it in a way that allows people to make change or do modeling and do what if and case scenarios and various other things. Doesn't matter. And I don't care if it's a technology tool or if it's a case wise or it's a mind manager. All those things all hold value, but unless we can find what the business value of in the use of those tools, it's irrelevant. So now I quickly segue into what I really wanted to talk about today, which is the people side. So one of the things that I think and I've learned is that the challenge that we have in the world of technology is we're very comfortable there. We also talk that way. We use our EDW words. We use our software as a service. We use all these fancy words that make it easier for us to be able to talk amongst ourselves, but don't necessarily help us figure out the business value. And it's around the people. And that includes the people who do the work, the people who make the decisions, and the people who consume whatever it is we're looking to create and enable. So when we talk about readiness, we talk about tipping points, we talk about rapid results and all these other things, one of the things that we find is the issue of how we work with people and how we interact and how we expect them to react to various things. Case in point, Harvey Gelman, who was a former business partner of Jim's back at the Gelman Hayward and Partners days, was a very intriguing person in the way he dealt with people. And there was a very interesting scenario I saw personally when he was interacting with a junior partner and how they treated the support staff at Gelman Hayward. And one of the things I saw him do, and I'm sure he didn't know I was sitting in my cubicle listening away, was there was someone who had acted inappropriately to one of the support staff, basically treating them in a subservient way. Harvey took that person aside and said, "We are all equals, and you cannot treat anybody that way. And if you do again, then you will be the person leaving." And it's a longer story than that. And you got to see the true nature of how Harvey treated people. But it was a good starting point in learning some of the lessons about what Harvey taught and how he acted around people and what he expected of them and what people expected of him and why he was very successful in being able to convert early understandings of technology into technology adoption and success. Because Harvey was underlying all of that stuff, as much as he liked to pretend that he didn't, was a very, very skilled and experienced technologist from his days back at U of T. But the biggest insight I had, and one of the reasons I've, you know, really strongly supported Jim's postings and musings around his hiccup story and other things like that, is that quite often we'll be in a situation and we forget that we're interacting with people. We're forgetting that the person that we're dealing with is actually a customer at the other end. And are we doing things to make their lives easier, or are we doing it just for us? Now, ultimately, we do know that we have to make business decisions where we might be looking at customer simplification and saying, I need to simplify the cost structure in how I support in an IVR environment, and that may create a business decision that may not be exactly customer focused, but it may be cost focused, and we live in very cost driven times. But at the same time, you need to understand what is the impact to that customer. But at the same time, as consultants, our customers are often internally focused people that have a problem, whether I have a marketing problem I need to resolve on how to reach external customers, or I have an IT problem where I need to figure out how to build something, or I have a data problem and I'm trying to aggregate or collect data or do analysis on data. Those customers are internal people. And we also have to help them and help ourselves remember that ultimately we're solving an external customer's problem. I remember at one of our clients, one of the executives actually had gone to the point of creating very life-sized cardboard cutouts that he put into his staff, his executive team's offices, and said, "That person comes to all your meetings." And the question was, who is that person? That person was the customer. And I think it goes a long way in how we need to learn how to work with each other and understand how to apply technology to business. But it doesn't go all the way, because we have to remember that anybody we're dealing with to build our technology, to sell our technology to, or to consume, to have something help sell something else, are people. And those people, the third pillar of our people, process, and technology triad, all buy or act as people. Now, they often will act based on guidelines and process and things like that, but ultimately underlying that, they will act like people. So readiness, their willingness to change, embracing change, confrontation, historical background, whether it's ethnic, religious, what school you went to, whatever it is, all of those things have a huge impact on how we work together. And sadly, I will always be learning those lessons and hopefully trying to learn from them, but we all are faced with them on a very regular basis. And it's whether, how do we do our meetings? How do we resolve problems instead of sending emails that create lovely traceability, picking up the phone and saying, "Hey, I just want to work this out," or walking over to the person who's sitting in the cubicle beside you to talk to them about it or deal with it. Now, I know, in all fairness, in a technology world, that's very problematic because you could be deep down inside a hole figuring out a very specific piece of technology, and that 10 or 30 second interruption in your day could actually cost you 2 hours. And I've had that happen when I've been working at home and working on some .NET work, and Thomas or Jen will come down and interrupt me, and next thing I know, I'm like, ugh. But ultimately, we have to remember that all of the people around us act as people, and we need to respect that. So this is a short version of the Coffee Cast this week. I'm hoping to pry Graham away from his desk tomorrow to record next week's episode of the Coffee Cast. So thanks for your patience, and I hope everybody has a great day. The big storm in Canada has just started to hit us again in Toronto. So have a great day, everybody, and talk to you soon. For more information about Project X, please join us on our website at www.pxltd.ca, or hop on our blog and join in the conversation at pxltd.typepad.com. This is a copyright of Project X Limited. Thank you for joining us today.